Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King now, streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe until 2. Austin Bechtold, the man we call City Limits, is behind the glass. Pony and Muller coming up at 2. I will swing back behind the glass and replace Austin for that show. Austin, are you much of a Sylvester Stallone fan?
I do like Sylvester Stallone. I need to check out Tulsa King. It looks very fascinating.
I've actually
seen a lot of
really
the commercials.
Yeah,
they've shown a lot on TV during Steeler broadcasts and stuff like that, too. I'm pumped. I have a subscription. I got to watch it.
I've heard really good things. I just can't get over that his character's name is Dwight.
Yes.
I mean, you look at Sylvester Stallone, like, I'm looking at Rambo. I'm looking at Rocky. I'm not looking at a guy named Dwight.
Dwight. You're throwing shade at Dwight's out there.
It's not really like the name. It's just he doesn't fit the name.
No.
Like, you take one look at Sylvester Stallone, I'm not thinking, yeah, I bet that guy's name is Dwight.
What would you say his name was? Brad? Or Alvin?
No, I mean, I would say something kind of like it is, or like, you know, something like Italian.
But they call him Chief?
Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony would work well, yeah.
Dwight, like I'm thinking of the guy in The Office, the nerdy guy in The Office.
Yeah, Dwight. Remember when he set fire to The Office?
I'm not thinking of Sly Stallone being a badass at like 80 years old.
Which he still is.
Austin, there are a lot of, yeah, he is.
What would you feel if you were still in the prime of your career at 80 years old like Sylvester Stallone is? Like, could you imagine living to 100 years old like Betty White?
She got to 99.
Yeah, she died like a week before.
Right before, yeah. I mean, I'll be happy if I make it past 75.
75?
Yeah. That's like the number I've circled.
You ever watch Match Game 75? The old game show from back in the 70s?
Is it different than the Match Game?
They're the same thing. They just like to put the year at the very end of it.
Is that the one where they're hidden behind the wall, or
yeah, and then the players like slide out from behind the wall. Gene Rayburn was the host during the pandemic, and like when I was sick, when I was in like grade school, I would just throw on YouTube and I'd throw on old clips of Match Game 75 with Richard Dawson and Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, Richard Dawson used to host Family Feud.
He did.
He kissed
yes.
every single woman on the mouth.
He did. Brett Summers was on the show, but Betty White was also on that show for a decent amount of time.
I did not know that.
Great show, Match Game 75. It'll make me sound like I'm 75, but it's incredible.
So they also had the dating game, and were you aware that there was a serial killer on that show?
No, I was not.
Yeah, Rodney Alcala. There's actually a movie. Who's the girl that was Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
There's a Netflix movie about that show. or about, you know, that guy being on the show.
Jeez.
Yeah, kind of wild.
He did not use that for the right purposes.
No, but he was like very charismatic, a very cunning individual,
yeah.
And she caught on to it. Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Mm.
But yeah, I forget what the movie is. It has like an odd title. It's like an oddly long title. What the movie or Woman of the Hour?
Okay, I've heard of
that.
What
it's called? Yeah, pretty good. Pretty interesting story. There are a lot of big events this weekend, Austin, and you can chime in as well at 412-928-9370 on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Not just the Steelers and Vikings in Ireland, a 9:30 kickoff, and again, you can join myself and Mark Cabali at Shiloh Plate and Pour in Mount Washington that morning. Doors open at 8. We got kegs and eggs, a special breakfast smash burger, Irish whiskey, prizes. There will be a live bagpiper in attendance. It should be a good time. Austin will be at Penn State on Saturday. Saturday night is the whiteout for the Nittany Lions this year, hosting Oregon, a 7:30 kick, several good college games on the docket. But then outside of that, there just feels like an abundance of good sports content.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This weekend. I mean, along with that Steelers game, you also have a big matchup at 425 that even though both teams are 1-2, there will be a lot of hate watching going on. You know what hate listening is in this business. There will be a lot of hate watching going on at 425 on Sunday when Ravens and Chiefs kicks off and the loser has the opportunity to go to 1-3 on the season. There's a pretty good plug for Paramount Plus because you can also stream it right there. That's going to be a game with a ton of eyeballs on it. The Sunday night football matchup has a great glaring storyline. Micah Parsons makes his return to Dallas with the Packers and the Cowboys. But then even outside of football, we have cool stuff this weekend. It is the final weekend of the regular season in baseball, and I know that that's not really relevant for the Pirates, but if you're just a baseball fan, it is cool seeing those races come down the stretch, and if there are any playoff spots still left to be had, those are fun to follow. The team the Pirates are playing right now, the Reds, they have a chance to get in with local product, Terry Francona as their manager. The Cleveland Guardians are about to mount one of the greatest comebacks to win a division in modern history. Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners, will he win the MVP? He hit, what, number 60 last night?
59 Mariners, and 60.
Yeah, the Mariners locked up the AL West for the first time since 2001. Side note, that guy should be the MVP. I know Aaron Judge does some monumental things, and he plays for the Yankees. What Cal Raleigh has done this season is the definition of special. Like, that guy has to be the MVP.
I fully agree.
I'm not saying they don't have any other good players. They do. They have plenty. But, man, did he put that team and that city on his back, and now they are division champions for the first time in almost a quarter century.
Think about this, though, too, Donnie. Like, I was 6 months old the last time that Seattle had won a division title, and there's still four games left. Raleigh has an opportunity to surpass Aaron Judge's 62 home runs for the most ever hit in the American League. Like, when Judge passed Maris a couple of years ago, hitting 62, surpassing 61, there's a chance Raleigh could tie it or break it. If that happens, you have to make him the MVP. Like, I don't think that there should be much of a debate.
Yeah, I mean, there's just simply too much that he's done. And just by the definition of most valuable player, yeah, the Yankees wouldn't be the same without Aaron Judge. I still think they would manage to be a pretty competitive team. Where would the Mariners be? They would be one of those teams that, I don't know, is going into the final week of the season, probably like where the Pirates were last year, where they're like 75, 76 wins. You know, maybe they finish with right around 80. They finish right around 500. They're not really a threat to win anything. What Cal Raleigh has done this year, I think he's easily my pick. And I think as of this morning, he's finally the favorite to win the American League MVP, and it should be him. But, I mean, I love, and I used to love it a lot more, but I still love that final couple of days of Major League Baseball season, and it comes down to the wire. And now that it's on a Sunday and every game starts at 3 o'clock, and I think they might have one later, and it's just such high intensity. I can think back to my teenage years when the Rays needed the Red Sox to lose. The Red Sox had a big lead in Baltimore. They slowly lost that lead. They blew the game. The Rays were down big late in the game. They rallied to win it. I think Evan Longoria had a walk-off home run. So we're going back a little ways here. But it's moments like that. Like, there are some great moments to be made on the final days of the regular season, and somebody will clinch up a playoff spot at some point. And it may be one of the small markets in baseball. And I also just hope when I see some of that this weekend, can that be the Pirates next year? Austin, I know you're a pretty optimistic kid. You're still very young, so that always helps with the optimism because I was that same way. Can that be the Pirates this time in 2026?
Oh, well, Donnie, my optimism is fleeting after this season. I'll tell you that. I think they would have to make moves that make them uncomfortable. And that's going to be difficult for the Pirates based on what they've shown us over the past 10, 15, 20 years, where they're not willing to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is spending the right dollar amount, whether it be in free agency or acquiring somebody via trade and paying them a lot of money, or that's on a pretty big deal, to be able to acquire a left fielder. Who's your third baseman? Who's your shortstop until Connor Griffin gets here? Do you feel good enough about Spencer Horwitz at first base? Can any of these catchers hit? You still need a bench bat that can fill in and be a guy that, like, say someone hypothetically gets hurt. Do you believe in O'Neill Cruz? So I think that there's three spots in the lineup that they need to go out there and pay somebody. Maybe you trade Keller and get one, and then you pay two others. My optimism that they will do that, though, is not high. Now, maybe if they bring in a different general manager, and instead of spending all this money on analytics, they spend it on players, I would feel a little bit better.
Yeah, my optimism is not high whatsoever. I mean, I have very little faith. I think beyond that trade, if they're able to trade Mitch and get somebody who's like comparable as a bat, that's about as far as I think they'll go. I just don't have the good thoughts running through my head that they will go out and take any sort of big swing in the offseason. I mean, hell, we're still a couple of days before the season's over, and we don't know if Ben Cherington will be back in what has been a disastrous five-year run. We also have, for you golfers out there, I know Malzy will love this, and I know he's not alone, the Ryder Cup will begin this weekend. That will go on all weekend. Pairings will be announced a little bit later on today. And that is always one of the more fun events in golf because it is a team-oriented event as the United States tries to get some revenge from last year. So you have that this weekend to play into things. And then Saturday night, Marc-Andre Fleury makes his return to Pittsburgh. He will start in goal for the Penguins Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Columbus Blue Jackets. The get-in price, I know they had you check it yesterday, Austin. It was around $100.
Right.
I don't know if it's around the same thing now, but I know it's, what, nearly $1,000 to sit by the net?
Yeah, I saw a ticket for like $745 or something right by the goal. And, I mean, we don't even know how long Fleury's going to play. Like TK said earlier on the show, he thinks it's probably just a period.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're buying a ticket on the opposite net that Fleury's only in once, or at least would be scheduled to be in once, you might not end up seeing him down there. It's possible.
Yeah, that will be pretty cool to witness. I'm not going to be there in person, but I mean, I'm sure that there will be plenty of, you know, videos popping up on social media all about the coverage of that. So that would be pretty cool to take in because even though it is a preseason game, you know, the Penguins marketing and their idea here, they knocked it out of the park because they are going to sell out an otherwise meaningless hockey game. So credit to them for that because you never really see that happen in any sport, let alone hockey. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't see sold out games in the preseason in any game. So a lot happening this weekend if it's not the Steelers and Vikings that you are getting up about. There is still plenty on the docket for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.